Welcome back to the Live, Build, Change Morning Mindset Edition of the podcast. I am Kerry Green. I'm a retired pastor who is now building businesses online. But right along with that, very strongly in my heart is to encourage my brothers and sisters in Christ to live the kind of life that they've been called to live, a life of faith and confidence based in the work Jesus Christ has done for them. And so as you can see, I still have very much that pastoral heart, that desire to see God's people be everything they're called to be. I've had someone refer to me as a business pastor before, and I guess if the shoe fits, I'll wear it. You know, I do try to counsel people in their businesses, but more so on the living part. And that's what Live, Build, Change begins with, is living your faith in an authentic way. A way that is genuine and real and actually impacts your life and those around you in positive ways. We've been doing that most recently here in the Morning Mindset Edition by looking at the life of Moses. Moses is one of those famous characters from the Bible that we kind of get this larger than life view of. But Moses was very much a man just like you and me, or a person like you and me. I realize some who are listening are not men, you're women. But Moses was an everyday person. He had had setbacks in his life. He had done wrong things. And he was in a place where we find him in Exodus chapter 4, where he's reaping the consequences of his own actions. He had run away into the desert. He's been living out there for 40 years and is an 80-year-old man when God comes to him and tells him to go back to Egypt, the very place he fled from, and lead millions of people out of slavery. And that's an overwhelming task for anyone. Sounds like you would need an army to do that, not a shepherd from the desert. But that's what God does. He calls this man from the desert, who is a shepherd. He's God's chosen instrument. And Moses really doesn't want to do it. First, he asks God to tell him his name so that if the people ask, he could say who it is that has sent him. And Moses is not done there. He continues to have questions. God tells him the way to go about it, tells him what to say to the people to get them on board. And he even tells them he's going to face some opposition. The Pharaoh is not going to want to let the people go. But God himself will come, and with a mighty hand, he will strike Egypt and will show wonders so that they will know that he is the great I Am. If you don't know what I mean by saying that, that is God's name, the name Yahweh. It's an indication of him being ever present in all cultures, in all societies, at all times, and that everyone is accountable to him. But Moses continues on with questions. He says in chapter 4, the beginning of the chapter, "But they will not believe me or listen to my voice. They'll say, 'The Lord did not appear to you.'" So Moses is skeptical. He doesn't think that these people will actually listen, but he's forgetting that the God of creation is the one who's telling him to do this, that God is on his side. We often forget that fact, don't we? We get wrapped up in the stress or the hurry of a moment, the crisis of a relational conflict, and we forget that the God of creation is the one who is commissioning us to live out his truth, his love, his grace, and his mercy toward other people in that circumstance. We forget. And we say to ourselves things like, "I don't have it in me to handle this. I can't take this anymore. I don't know what to say. I don't know what to do." And don't we sound just like Moses? When the reality is that the God of the universe has commissioned us to go and is with us to bring his power to bear on the circumstances we face. Today, that's true for you. Go in that confidence and that strength.
We With everything you have on your plate, earning your degree online seems impossible. But at Grand Canyon University, we specialize in helping you fit a master's degree in business into your busy day. Your graduation team, led by your own GCU counselor, provides you with the personal support you need to succeed. Achieve your goals with a plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.